Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
WRKS Pickens Jackson.
All systems go.
Live from the Whiskey 61 Lounge inside the Bank Plus Studio.
This is our warning.
Live in the studio. It's the Out of Bounds Show with Bo Bounds.
Streaming live worldwide on the Out of Bounds radio app.
And on your radio at ESPN 105.9.
All set? Let's go.
The Zone.
Well, I hope everybody is safe out there. Those were some nasty storms that came through last night. And all sorts of people, while I was on the way in this morning, moving stuff around, getting it out of the road and the street. Good morning. Welcome in. I am your host, Bo Bounds. We are the Out of Bounds Show, as you know from the introduction. This is ESPN 105.9 The Zone. I'm told by some guy out of Miami I'm supposed to say that every single day. Brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Bet $50 at the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook. Bet $50, play Dancing Rabbit Golf Club for $30. What's the deal? I got Jackson Meadows with me. Bet 50, play 30, Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, and award-winning Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. What's the deal with the weather today? Oh, we got a little bit more rain. Supposed to be out of here by 9 a.m.
Yeah, we got a little 69 degrees, I believe, out there.
Felt great.
Feels great.
Felt great.
Sure.
Yeah. Felt really good. What about the rest of... Ooh, tomorrow's sunny. Thursday, Friday, set. Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. Bet 50, play 30. That is amazing. We'll give away two rounds of golf today. I've got a huge stack of gift certificates. So we'll give away two rounds of golf today. We'll ask a question probably around National Chip and Dip Day, because chips and dip and March Madness and Stella Artois go together. So that, I think we can roll with that.
Synonymous.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a staple of all staples.
Yeah.
I mean, even at the worst party, you're going to have chips and dip.
Oh.
The worst of the worst parties.
Chips and dip are great. They're
there. And it is the best.
Especially
snack.
With Ruffles.
Oh, yeah.
Ruffles are my favorite.
It's because of the
Even over Tostitos
ooh,
and Fritos.
Whoa.
Now, I will say this. Wendy made nachos on Sunday for me. She made clean nachos. And because it was basketball.
Right.
And she knew I was just going to veg out.
Right.
You know, I had to hit Mud Bugs for a second. But then I came back home. And I'm not a long-term guy there. And so she made nachos in the little Tostitos scoops. So she put everything at, like,
yes.
She put the black beans and the cheese.
Wow.
And the spring onion in there.
That's, first off, you're not a long-term guy anywhere.
No. I can't stay long.
No, Lord.
Somebody may find me.
Yes, I got things to do.
Yeah.
Secondly, man, she took her time with this.
Well, so they were all in the little scoops. And again, I love black beans. Anything you can incorporate. And they were delicious. So that's not necessarily a chip and dip, but it's nachos.
Oh, No. It's a chip and dip. Nacho is a chip and dip.
Okay, I like that.
Because technically you'd be dipping your chip in your nacho cheese.
Well, on the side, when I got in, she had the queso and the jalapenos.
Oh, you're still dipping in queso.
And the salsa. And you know, I love doing all that. I love putting it together afterwards. That's part of the fun.
Just smacking it all together?
Yeah, kind of putting it like you want it.
Right.
On the plate.
Yeah, a little buffet to yourself.
Yeah.
Options.
I got to have options.
Range.
Range. We've got range on this show. Good grief. So much range. We went to Charlotte, North Carolina in one day last week. That's Double Down. That's Jackson Meadows. We got Noah was kind enough to join us again, and he didn't sleep last night because of the storm. Did it keep you up or did you go to sleep?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we had a little incident at the house where we had a little flood. Yeah, so I was up for a little while.
Okay.
I was up for a little while, but, you know.
Pretty
good sleeper.
Out.
Yeah, I think, what time were you out?
9.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
So I didn't really sleep the night before, so Wendy, I was like, I'm going to sleep. She was like, okay, I'll let you know if the roof blows off. And, I mean, she's being serious. Yeah. And I heard all the sirens, but so on the second siren, I think it put me to sleep.
Oh, man, so that means you caught every bit of the good sleep area.
Yes.
And that last night, you caught every bit of it.
Yeah, I was gone.
Man, that's nice.
I was gone.
It's luxury.
I didn't get up till my alarm went off. That's unheard of.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, my alarm went off at 5:32.
Yeah, there's no way. Your internal clocks got you up way before that.
So I was just sleeping and sleeping. But I hope everybody's okay. I do. Those things are, this time of year, over the next 60 days, it's pretty nasty. So great place to live. Good weather coming up for Easter. A lot of people are going to be doing crawfish. You're going to be getting outside this weekend. You're going to be getting together with family. But the sunshine comes out, you know, big time over the next 1, 2, 3, 4 days. So that is exciting. Starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday's cloudy, but it's still warm.
Good days for chip and dip on that Saturday.
Oh, man. We'll have the Sweet 16 Thursday and Friday, and we'll have the Elite 8 on Saturday and Sunday.
That's chip and dip heaven.
Oh.
So many.
It'll be hammer time in my house.
But, I mean, queso's all fine and dandy. Salsa's great. Rochelle's great.
Yeah.
Guacamole's up there.
I love guac.
I mean, guac's got to be.
You know, I love Blake, but he didn't like guacamole.
What?
Like, he had a lot of range in eating.
Yeah.
And he had been all over. But he didn't like guacamole, and that really hurt. It really hurt me right here.
Oh, I bet.
Right here.
That's a tough one.
Because I love guacamole. Fresh guacamole?
Yes.
Can't beat it.
Done in front of you, made all right in front of you. Nice.
Even sometimes restaurant guacamole that's not fresh. Sometimes it's a Saturday, and, you know, you may have had a little too much of something the night before. You sit down with the crew at about 11:30. At a cool spot, and they serve some guac dip and some chips, and you kind of get the Saturday rolling.
Yeah, it gets right back in the game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's guac for you.
Especially if it's got a little kick.
Yeah, I was about to say, what are we putting in there?
Well, whatever you want to load up, I'm good with.
Is bacon okay in there?
Yes.
I love bacon.
You can put bacon on anything.
That's a good point.
Anything.
That's a good point.
In fact, I came home, I don't remember when it was, but Wendy had like 25 pieces of bacon out on the island. Wilkes had come through.
Okay,
and so, man, it was hammer time for me.
I mean, they're very good.
Bacon's so good.
Hummus?
I like hummus.
Hummus is great.
Boar's Head. Boar's Head hummus. Great sponsor. It is delicious. Wendy loves Boar's Head hummus. She loved hummus before, but now all she does is buy Boar's Head hummus. She's like, this stuff is delicious.
I got one last quick one before Masters coming up.
Boar's Head nachos. Oh, what do you got?
Pimento cheese. It's a dip.
I like it. I do like it with bacon, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not So have I had pimento cheese sandwich at Augusta National in the Masters? I've had it.
Right.
Is it worth all that? Yeah. I mean, you got to go. You got to try all of them.
Well, it's $2.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's nothing to. You get through there and you spend $4. $2 on a pimento cheese sandwich. $2 on a beer or something. It's incredible. But it's not like my favorite.
No.
But I'll eat it.
Yeah, I mean, if
I'll eat a little bit of it. But now, again, if you have a black bean salsa with some corn, amber time.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Queso with a little bit of kick. Like you said, guacamole with a little bit of kick. You know, remember, what was the restaurant in Dueling that's down from Saltines that closed?
Babaloo.
Yeah, you know, Jason used to be the guac guy there.
Really?
He'd go to the table and put together your deal.
Yeah.
And we got a big kick out of that.
That's awesome. I had no, now I see him in my head there. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But guacamole's excellent. In fact, I haven't had a good guac. We may need to ask our listeners where to get the best guacamole in the metro area. Man, you got all these dips on my mind. We're going to have the owner of Aplos in studio at 9:30 this morning. How about that?
You're talking about like Copenhagen, the winter, you know, wintergreen Copenhagen dip.
We're live in the Bank Plus studio. We're brought to you by Eye Care Professionals, Dr. Kirk Jeffries. If you need cataract surgery, Eye Care Professionals. Tom Luganville at 7:30 on the Out of Bounds Show. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's on the big board? What's on the big board?
We have a couple of really good food days in Chip and Dip Day and Tamale Day. Love some tamales. Man, does it get even better? Game Day tamales? Woo! I am in. I'm already ready for the... Yeah, I did need a break last night. So, I just pulled up some stuff on YouTube and, like, watched a Tom Brady interview and watched a Kobe Bryant interview.
What better two people to watch?
Yeah, no, I mean, they were both really good. And, I mean, they were separate. They weren't interviewing each other. And then, like I said, I was out early, and I hope everybody's okay with the weather. This is the Big Board, and it's brought to you by Let's Go Aplos.
Hey.
Two wonderful restaurants, one in Jackson, Highland Village, which is still an iconic, super cool place. God, talking about a visionary. I mean, that place went up in the 70s.
Oh.
Yeah. It's really incredible when you think about it. It is. And it's rocking.
So cool.
Yeah. Right beside it. Everything about it's, I mean, like I said, think about the visionary and the architecture and the fact that place is still happening.
And looks so modernized and so good.
Looks great.
Wow.
I know.
70s, that is very surprising to me.
Hey, guess what Aplos has? They have an avocado dip.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, I know.
It's phenomenal.
Avocados, sun-dried tomatoes, yeah. Lime and feta cheese served with pita, fresh pita chips.
That sounds so good.
I'd take some right now.
Yeah.
Right now. They also have a hot Italian sausage dip at Aplos in the Renaissance and Highland Village. Sun-dried tomatoes, feta, Maz, pepperoncini, basil, oregano, and fresh pita chips. I'm in.
Hey, I'm sold.
Hot Italian sausage dip.
You're telling me I can have that and a nice cold beer out there in the nice little patio area they got? Oh, come on.
Beautiful people everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
When the sun comes out tomorrow, 4 days straight, outside area at Aplos in Highland Village, outside area at Aplos in the Renaissance in the green space, count me in. A Patron Paloma. Beautiful people everywhere. Sunglasses.
Yeah. Shades on.
Smell some amazing perfume.
Yeah. It's just...
Well, I guess we'll be there every day.
Yeah. That's in my backyard, too. It's dangerous.
That's good for you.
Oh, I know. It is. Got everything within arm's reach right there. Just go to Aplos. Bam, bam. I'm out. That's all I need, honestly.
Okay. I just got a text from CP, my buddy. He said, best guacamole... hands down, is the Taqueria La Guadalupe in Madison, Texaco parking lot. I know exactly. It's right across from where we are. I'm not saying that name right.
Taqueria
La Guadalupe.
La Guadalupe. That's it. That is actually how you say that.
Okay, I'm trying that.
Yeah, I'm in. Now, are we talking about a part of a gas station?
It's a separate building right beside that Texaco.
Okay. Yeah,
it's been there.
Okay, I know. All right.
Yeah, it's a Mexican restaurant.
Okay, all right.
I've never been.
I didn't know.
Now I'm going.
Gas station. Oh, okay, because we know our gas
station. You
got to
drive
food.
Through the gas station parking lot.
I do. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, and so it's literally on the other side. It's across from Taco Bell.
Well, I know where Taco Bell is.
Okay, so in Madison, it's across from Taco Bell. You got the Texaco. And then a freestanding building, but you got to go through the Texaco parking lot.
Anytime I got to go through a gas station parking lot to get food in Mississippi, I'm confident.
You should be.
I'm very confident.
Now it's like Fleetway Market and the Market Cafe, and you walk in and you start to smell all the brisket and the pulled pork and all that in a couple hours. Yeah, Fleetway Market, Market Cafe, and Glugstadt. By the way, if you want to smash a breakfast biscuit right now, go ahead and pick you up 5, 6, 7, 8 of them, 10, 12 for the office. Fleetway Market, Market Cafe in Gluckstadt. I feel good about this. We're talking food early, and I'm loving it. And because we got Tom Luganville 24 minutes on recruiting, we're going to talk Caleb Cunningham, Deuce Knight, who's committed to Notre Dame, but Ole Miss and Bama are on him. And then we're going to also discuss that Bruce Feldman ranked the top 25 coaches in college football. He had Lane Train at number 21.
Initial reaction, high or low?
I could easily put Lane in the top 10, 12, 13. Easily. I was actually, because Bruce likes Lane, but I kept looking through the list, looking through, and I thought, well, where's Lane? Lane comes in at number 21. And I just thought... I mean, he's got Lance Leipold, like, number 3, and I understand what he's done at Kansas, but let's settle down a little bit.
Oh, come on.
Let's settle down a little bit. You know how much money's been bet on March Madness? Or will be? Over $3 billion.
That's the number now? 3B?
Well, I'm looking at this CBS News article.
That's got to be legal.
And they have it at $2.72 billion. That's legalized sports books. Go ahead and throw what? Another billion plus? Maybe more?
Yeah, probably.
4+ billion?
Yeah, probably about 4.
Okay, so I'm low. 2.72 legally bet in sports books, like the Golden Moon Casino Sportsbook and Lounge, which is awesome. Awesome. Full bar. And restaurant. They got that burn-in quesadillas. Oh, God, they're so good. Smash some wings. Yeah. So, I think you go, what, north of $4 billion? Maybe more?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Between the neighborhood bookies and the legal sports books?
We might be a little bit down. I think we're going to be
pretty. $5-6 billion?
Yeah, maybe 6 or 7.
Maybe okay. 8. Nothing surprises me this day and age with sports betting, especially because we can't quantify the numbers of the local bookies. It's just, I mean, how do you do that?
You can't ask them.
Right.
They're not telling you.
So how in the world would you even begin to quantify that? The Out of Bounds Show is brought to you by Superior Foundation. Call Todd Sandridge and Trey Pace with Superior Foundation. It is the number one foundation company in Mississippi. Superior. Superior.ms. They also do driveways. They've been doing bank parking lots and drive-thrus. You don't want your office. You don't want people to be driving in and basically their car go into a pit, right? So they can get in there off hours, outside of work hours, weekends. Superior, Superior, Superior Foundation. Superior.ms. What do you think, Jess?
I think we're way lower than I thought.
Okay.
Last year, this is according to MichiganState.edu.
Okay.
This is an official release.
Maybe Tom Izzo was behind this. Go ahead.
Probably so. He looks like
better?
Yeah, a mafia gambler.
I love it.
Last year's NCAA tournament saw approximately 68 million bettors wager around 15.5.
Billion for March Madness?
Bees.
Okay.
That's including dark market or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And local bookies neighborhood bookies and bookies in taverns. That's kind of what you see, right? Bookies in taverns.
It is.
Bookies in cool bars, you know, at 11 a.m. in the morning when they're not open, but the guy's got all his books out, right? People are coming by to pay or get paid.
Get paid.
Guy's smoking a cigar. It's dark. He's got another dude in there with him. That's the handler, just in case anything needs to get right. He's about 20 feet over to the side.
We've had a lot of those bars in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a number of them.
No doubt. Wonder how much booking went through the Dutch bar. Probably some pretty good money. That was back when this place didn't have any money. Can you imagine if we had a Dutch bar today? There's now money in this area. Wow. All right, so Jackson and I have decided that we've got to try this hot Italian sausage dip at Aplos in Jackson and Aplos in the Renaissance. Tom Luganville coming up next, that National College Football Analyst, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
good morning. Welcome into the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Show is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. The official healthcare provider of the Out of Bounds Show. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. We got Tom Luganville at 7:30. 8:30, we've got Mike Dettillier. Well, Tom Luganville right now, obviously. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans at 8:30. And then we've got the owner of Aplos, Simple Mediterranean. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant in Highland Village in Jackson. And they have one in the Renaissance right here down the road from us. We're in Madison. It's in Ridgeland. We were talking about National Chip and Dip Day. And they have an avocado dip that looks amazing and a hot Italian sausage dip. So Jackson and I decided that we are in 100%. So Alex Eaton, the owner of Aplos, will join us at 9:30. He'll be in studio, by the way. We may mix up some cocktails because it was National Cocktail Day on Sunday, but we weren't on, right? We were at the house watching March Madness. Want to welcome in Tom Luganville, National College Football Analyst. With ESPN, recruiting, everything else, he joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Hey, I was in Charlotte last Thursday.
What?
Yeah, I know you were in Vermont, but
yeah,
I flew up there for the game. My team didn't win. Mississippi State lost to Michigan State, but Spectrum Arena is nice.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That whole downtown area is awesome.
It really is, Luges. I had not been there and for a while, I've flown through there a bunch, but it was great. We went by Carolina Panther Stadium. It was a beautiful day, 70 degrees, sunshine. But what they've done around the Spectrum Arena is really, really cool.
Yeah, it's just the whole downtown. Like, I don't know how many, you know, true city environments you spend a lot of time in, but that is one of the safest, cleanest, downtown landscapes with so much stuff to do. They've just done a really good job over the last 10, 15 years here, completely revamping and revitalizing that place.
Yeah, I was impressed. I wish I could have stayed longer. We flew in and flew out, but it was nice. And I love going to new arenas and so on. And that Spectrum Arena is wow. Yeah. They did it. They did a good job with that. How was skiing?
Unbelievable, Mel. Unbelievable, dude. We got dumped on so badly that we got stuck there for an extra day, which fortunately for me didn't mess with my schedule and gave me an opportunity to ski in about 20 inches of powder on the last day that we had to stay there. So
ooh,
it was a good little getaway. Got two conference calls, production calls today for UFL prep for this coming weekend. So it's time to get back after it and start calling some ball again.
Okay. Any good meals up there?
Oh, my goodness, man. The food was remarkable. The little downtown setting of Stowe, Vermont is just this quaint, unbelievable town with rich history going back to the mid-1800s. Just really, really, I didn't have a bad meal the whole time we were there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. All right.
Craft beer all throughout that state. Too.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
Ooh. Okay. I'm liking that. I know we got to talk football, but I had to let you know I went to Charlotte and I thought about you and wasn't there long, but it was nice. And then wanted to see how Vermont went. So, one of the big prospects, and he's number 16 on your ESPN 300 in this state, is Caleb Cunningham, 5-star wide receiver, 4 or 5-star, whichever way you want to run the numbers, out of Choctaw County, which is not, but an hour or so up the road from us. It's not far from Starkville, not far from Oxford. They're battling for him along with the powers on the border and so on. And you and I talked about him just for like 10 seconds before we let you go last time. So I would like for you to give the ESPN Tom Luganville evaluation on Caleb Cunningham, wide receiver.
So just to kind of give you some background on him, when we first came across him on tape, and I'm going through my database right now, I wrote his first report on November 7th, 2022. So this is a 2025 class player. So at that time, you know, that's 2.5 years ago that we first saw him. And I think one of the things that stood out is his size. I mean, he's all of 6'3", 180 pounds. He's filled out a little bit more since then. But one of the things that kind of popped when you turned on the tape was how coordinated he was given his height, his length, and his size. Like sometimes at that stage, when it's that early, they look like a baby giraffe, right? When you're that long, you're trying to, you're all elbows and kneecaps, and you know, you're trying to develop body coordination and control. And at a very young age, he had a lot of that stuff. Has some twitchiness to his body quickness, not just kind of a long stride, you know, straight line run guy. He's actually got some wiggle and some juice, not only as a route runner, but after the catch. The thing that we've got to really do, and we've got to see him hopefully this spring and summer, because we haven't seen him in camp yet, is get some verified times on him from a long field speed standpoint, considering his height and his length. So when you watch him on tape, he appears to have what I would call competitive speed, meaning that if he got into the open field, he's kind of one of those guys that's as fast as whoever's chasing him. So he can kind of kick it into gear if he needs to. But where his strength is his ball skills, body control, and coordination when he is guarded or the ball is contested in the air. He's really good at timing jumps, having awareness of being along the sideline and give him a chance to get that 1 foot inbound, yet elevate over the defender, make the catch, secure through to the end of the catch, and make sure he falls inbound. I think that's his biggest trait that stands out now to me when it comes to his playmaking ability.
Okay. So this is a big-time player and prospect at the wide receiver position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is an early offer kid from the likes of a Southern Cal or an Alabama or an Auburn or Florida, Georgia, LSU, Miami, Penn State, Oklahoma, you name it. Those types of programs from an early, you know, early standpoint, we're in on this kid, and probably for very similar reasons that I just outlined there.
Do you have we're visiting with Tom Luganbill with ESPN. We're talking Caleb Cunningham, wide receiver out of Choctaw County. He's the number one player in the state of Mississippi. ESPN has him as the number 16 player overall in the country. And people, I mean, he's the talk of the town. He's the talk of the state. And by the way, I was going through Luganbill and his team, the ESPN 300. They got a ton of Mississippi players on there this year. And so it looks to be a year with a lot of potential and talent and so on. And so this guy's in the top 20. Do you have a comp for him, Luke, off the top of your head?
Yeah, from a body control and a coordination standpoint, he's got a lot of the same traits that A.J. Green had. I call guys like that Gumby, because they can bend and they can flex and they're long and they kind of look like a rubber band. That's kind of who he reminds me of a little bit. If he got into a foot race with somebody like that, I don't know if he's winning a foot race with an AJ Green. But it's that type of coordination that you see.
Okay. Oh, I like that. All right. That'll have Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans going crazy. You got a battle between your first battles between Levy and Kiffin. Bumpus and Levy, Kiffin and that crew. Derek Nix left Kiffin's staff to join Hugh Freeze's. Freeze tried to get him the year before. Did not work. It did this year. You can bet your you know what that Auburn is in the mix, because Nix has been probably the best recruiter in the state the last 15-plus years. Tony Hughes, Derek Nix. But I think Nix would get the edge there. We're visiting with Tom Luganbill on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Lugs, I read an article on Deuce Knight, and he's a quarterback out of Loosedale, Mississippi, George County. We've had some great athletes come through there. And I read an article on The Athletic. I did not realize last year that he had transferred to Lipscomb Academy in Nashville.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
Games,
yes. Yeah. And then he transferred back, and the MHSAA made him sit out three games, you know, however many games he had played at Lipscomb. But then he played really, really well down the stretch. And he's committed. I know you don't get into this, but I'm going through this for the listeners. He's committed to Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame, but Kalen DeBoer has a tie with him, and then Lane Kiffin is knocking down his door too. He's number 123 on your list. In this Athletic article, the Athletic article, it talks about how raw he is, but how much potential and talent he has. Tell us a little bit about quarterback Deuce Knight.
So that's funny you just said that. So I'm just going to go ahead and read you word for word on my initial write-up with him, which goes back to January 7th of 2022. This is a scouting report, so everything's kind of stated in segments here. Tall, lanky athlete, going to fill out nicely, fluid runner. Left-handed passer with a strong arm. Carries the ball too low, which creates a bit of a windup, but ball carries and finishes. Can throw on the move. Very raw, but a lot of clay to mold here. Now, if you fast forward to this past February, we had him in our Under Armour All-America camp in Atlanta. And my feedback and my notes from that was took a bit to get going. But once he got loose and settled in, really threw some nice rhythm throws and became much more consistent. Now, here's the thing that where, you know, you go from 2022 and you fast forward to 2024. If you recall, I said he can carry the ball a bit low, which creates a bit of a windup, which is wasted motion. My feedback coming off of that camp was has really become more compact in his delivery mechanics and his release, which means he's obviously been working on where he carries the ball, how quickly he gets the ball out of his hand. He's got great size. He's long. He can move. He's athletic. Came in at that camp at just around 6'3.5" at 201 pounds. So, you know, size-wise, really, really good. In 2023, he ran 4.53 hand timed 40-yard dash, which is moving, and then a laser 40-yard dash, which is your real measurement. This past February, as I just mentioned, he ran 4.61. That's moving when you consider laser to laser, and it's not hand time because there's really no faulted work in there. It is what it is. But he had a hand size of 10 inches. That's a big, big hand for a quarterback. You start getting to 10 and a half, and he's 17 years old. Those are all impressive, measurable traits that you want to kind of add to the library. And so I do still think there's growth for him on tape in terms of playing, but physically, man, I mean, you just heard me reel off some of the things that he's tested really well on and what his overall physical traits are. So, the earlier you commit to somebody and the further away from home they are, like a situation at Notre Dame, the harder it is for Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame to hang on for that long, right?
Sure.
Because everybody else, you got two in-state schools, you've got bordering state schools, everybody starts coming in, now it becomes a tug of war, and now you've got name, image, and likeness involved, and there's just so many variables that are different now than opposed to, let's just say, 10, 12 years ago when you had a kid committed for a year, 18 months, and didn't have all of these other variables at play.
No, I agree with you. And as I was reading the article, we're talking about Deuce Knight for our listeners, quarterback, Loosedale, Mississippi, George County. He's committed to Notre Dame, but Kalen DeBoer and Lane Kiffin, among others, are all over him. You just heard Luganville really likes him and feels like the young man has a ton of potential and upside. And by the way, somebody asked on our text line what the tie is with Kalen DeBoer, and it is Ty Freifogel out of the same area. Went to Indiana, and DeBoer was the OC at that time. If y'all remember, DeBoer coached Penix at Indiana, and then eventually
Freifogel was a wide receiver at Indiana for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then of course DeBoer and Penix reunited in Washington. But yes, Freifogel was a wide receiver at Indiana. All right, let's switch. We'll get into more of these guys as we roll through April and May. It's sure. A lot of them, man. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and I think I missed one. That's how many Mississippi kids are on Luganville's ESPN 300. And I think I may have missed one. It may be 11. All right. Bruce Feldman does a good job covering college football with The Athletic.
Yeah, my buddy.
Yeah. Y'all have known each other for forever. He has a top 25 coaches in college football. And he couldn't put Dan Lanning in because he wants guys to be there at their spot for 3 years. But and there's a couple others that, didn't make the list because they haven't been there long. But Lane Kiffin, this surprised me. I know Bruce is a Southern Cal guy, so it really – I mean, he's out there and been a part of that whole run with Carroll and Kiffin and Sark and, all the guys out there. But he had Kiffin at number 21. I could easily put Kiffin in the top 10 and easily put him in the top 12 or 13 with what he's done at Ole Miss. Let me give you the numbers. He is 29-10 in the last 3 years at Ole Miss. He's 7-8 against top 25 teams. In his career, he's 10-23. So he's really grown up, really figured it out, you know, the whole thing that you and I've talked about. But I was surprised that he wasn't in the top 15, much less top 20. Would you have Lane Kiffin in your top 10, 15, or 20, Tom?
Yeah, I would. I would have him in the top 15 without question. And I think, you know, the one guy that I would clearly not have in the top 10 is Lincoln Riley.
Me neither. I thought the same thing.
Well, if you're going to have Lincoln Riley in the top 10 of offensive play callers and coaches, then you might put him at one or two. And I would have no problem with that. But as a head coach of the entire football team in all three phases, I understand the, you know, the college football playoff inclusion. I know he's 74-18 as a head coach. He's only 40 years old. I get that. But by the way, based off of the criteria that you said Bruce had, then how is Kalen DeBoer in the list? He hasn't been at Alabama for 3 years.
I guess because DeBoer has been a head coach for longer than three years.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
And he's won everywhere he's been.
Absolutely.
Everywhere. Including 67-3 at Sioux Falls and won three NAIA national titles with no scholarship players.
Filthy.
That's unbelievable. But yeah, I think Lane Kiffin deserves to be higher. But I also think that, you know, there were guys like, has Jeff Brohm had the head coach success consistently in terms of 9 win seasons or more than Lane Kiffin has? I don't know. I think Lane might have him there in terms of 9 and 10 win seasons.
Well, I like Brohm and Lane more than I like going piggybacking off what you were talking about, Luges. I like Brohm and Lane right now today and what they've done the last few years much more than I like Lincoln Riley and James Franklin today.
Yeah, listen, and I get that. But I also look at some of the other names on this list. Like I could not agree more. Could not agree more with where Bruce Feldman has Lance Leipold at number 3. I would absolutely put him in the top 3 when you consider the entirety of his career and what he's done at the job that he's done it at. That one I wholeheartedly agree. And I love the fact, because this is a hard list to put together.
Sure it is.
You consider, because it can't just be about X's and O's and coaching and knowledge of the game and theory of the game. It has to encompass recruiting prowess. It has to encompass resources. It has to encompass where are you the head coach at? Are you at Ohio State or are you at Kansas, right? Are you at LSU or are you at Kansas State? So there's so many factors that go into this thing that the thing I do like about Bruce's list here is he includes guys like Chris Klieman, Jeff Brohm, Mark Stoops, Dave Clawson, right? These are all guys that if you put them at a place like Orion Day is now, okay, or a Sharon Moore is now, would you not look at those programs and say, boy, that program is in great hands with that guy's leadership?
Oh, no question. Just like if you dropped Lane at one of these, we weren't sure this would happen years ago when he was going through his kind of, you know, frat bad boy stage and things were not going well at the Raiders and Southern Cal and so on. But now I could easily put him in the top 10. I could put him in the top 20. Because, again, I don't have James Franklin or Lincoln Riley that high. That's crazy to me. Now, I like where he put, Mike Norvell at number 10. Mike Norvell's done an unbelievable job at Florida State. That was an absolute mess that he walked into between what Jimbo and Willie Taggart did to that. They just decided to burn it down like 4 or 5 times. Let's just go ahead and, throw some more gasoline on this thing. So those are, Sark, I'm still, this. I know you like him. We've only got 2 minutes here. I need to see what he's going to do when he comes into the big boy league and he's not the darling of the Big 12 and out recruits everybody. I like what he did last year. His staff is ridiculous, but I got to see it over chunks of 3 and 4 SEC games with physicality that they've never experienced, Luke.
Yeah, listen, I agree with that. I think that can be said for any time you have conference realignment and teams are going from one setting to an uptick like SC and Oregon and Washington, UCLA are doing in the Big Ten. It's the same thing. It's like, okay, let's just go on a little watch list here and see what happens, not only initially, but from a long-term perspective. And I'll say this finally, another coach I think is low that I would put in the top 20, maybe 15 to 18, is Jonathan Smith.
He's a dude.
Yep.
He took that job too quick at Michigan State, but that's hindsight's 2020 because of what happened down the road.
Yeah, he had to get out of there.
Yeah.
He had to get out of there.
He did. And who knew that Chip Kelly was going to leave UCLA because you drop him there, and if he can get the alums focused on the right deal, woo. But he's probably going to have to win there and then win his way out of Michigan State. But you're right. What he did at Oregon State is ridiculous. No doubt. Yeah, is there, who else here? I thought Freeze was low, but I understand he bounced around. But he's a freak. He's going to be fine at Auburn. All right. Hey, have a good week. I know we're going to talk in the next day or two, and we appreciate you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. See you.
Tom Luganbill, National College Football Analyst with ESPN. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Bundle your car and home and save with any local Farm Bureau insurance agent in any of the 82 counties in the state of Mississippi. Hit favrates.com. Everybody's got 5 minutes. You can get a quote in 4 minutes or less. F-A-V-E. Favrates.com. Mike Dettillier at 8:30. Talk some college football and some NFL. And Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos in Highland Village and the Renaissance, will join us live in studio at 9:30. You can watch on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. Back in a second to talk food and beverage.